Can you please read the communications from the mayor's office?
Yes, Mr. President. We applaud the council's desire to address our community's concerns about the use of tear gas and other non-lethal force by the Albany Police Department. We owe it to our residents to ensure we have their trust that APD is not using tear gas or other non-lethal force indiscriminately. While our research has failed to find a single city or state in the country has adopted the restrictions contemplated in the legislation currently being considered by the council, we strongly support legislation that would restrict and control the use of tear gas and other non-lethal force, including restricting use to when a riot is declared as defined by New York State law, requiring a police chief or deputy chief to order its use, requiring two notifications to the public in the immediate vicinity tear gas is about to be used, requiring an EMT to be on site prior to its deployment, prohibiting its use in residential neighborhoods unless absolutely necessary to protect lives. In the last 32 years, tear gas has been used outdoors by the Albany Police Department only twice, on May 30th, 2020 and June 1st, 2020, after members of the Albany Police Department were assaulted with bricks, Molotov cocktails, fireworks, police vehicles were damaged, a police horse was burned, and police equipment was stolen. A complete ban on tear gas will create a situation where should City Hall be attacked by armed insurrectionists, similar to what we saw at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the Albany Police Department will face the choice of doing nothing or using lethal force. We urge the Common Council to include common sense amendments that will keep our community safe and address our shared desire to ensure tear gas is used only when absolutely necessary to protect against mass violence.
The previous statement was read at last night's Albany Common Council meeting held on Zoom as protesters continued to camp out in front of the Albany Police Department South Station, where officers utilized pepper spray during a rally last week in support of a complete ban on tear gas and other militaristic means of policing by the city. We go now to the discussion that preceded this reading, wherein council members discussed the matter and decided to send their proposed ban on tear gas, which Mayor Kathy Sheehan has vowed to veto, back to committee discussion.
I support banning tear gas. I do. I support it. I got a whiff of that last year. And I have not been in the best of health since I got the tear gas last year in my eyes, and I have crystals in my lungs. Now, I do want to ban it, but I'm asking Judy, what are you planning on replacing this with?
So it's not a matter of what I'm going to replace it with. It's what the administration should be doing. Where are these best practices that the mayor has suggested that, the U.S. Conference of Mayors and other people? I've gotten no response to that. But I did go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors website myself. What the U.S. Conference of Mayors report talks about, first and foremost, is that police officers should be well-trained and educated about First Amendment freedoms. They should be trained in helping people exert their First Amendment rights, not standing in the way, not getting nervous because people are protesting. This is part of our democracy. They don't mention, in their summary, they don't mention tear gas. What they talk about then in terms of escalating processes is then moving, and hopefully you avoid this, but moving to arrests, moving to documentation of what people are doing that is illegal in the crowd, removing people who are acting inappropriately, who are engaging in criminal activity, removing them from the crowd, and thereby protecting the other protesters. All of that is, we've seen some evidence of that in the city of Albany at times, but we don't have the police chief and the mayor talking about those techniques. And this is part of the problem with the whole conversation about police reform.
I hear all that. But how come I'm afraid for my community? I'm afraid for the lower wards. This, I was there last year. I'm still feeling the effects of it. I would love to ban tear gas, but how come we can't go back to the drawing board? We're going to leave no chief into this thing. Let's sit down and hold the mayor and the chief to the fire, hand to the fire. I'm afraid for my community. My community is asking me to withdraw this thing until we can sit down ourselves and hold the mayor and the chief responsible for what has not been done.
So I believe, I hear you. I believe that by passing this, we are then forcing the administration to be real about what are the alternatives available. I think it's a very dangerous thing for us to now be telling the community we're going to back down, we're going to water down the recommendations. I think the time is now for real police reform. Last year, we had two very significant tension-filled demonstrations at the Capitol with Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, et cetera. Tear gas was not used. You are using this discriminately in communities of color against people, against predominantly people of color, and that's unacceptable.
I agree with Councilwoman Love. I think she's made an excellent suggestion. And I think it's unfair to characterize what Councilwoman Love said as backing down or watering down. None of us is opposed to limiting the use of tear gas. I think that's exactly what everybody who has concerns about this particular legislation as it's written. And I think we really are kind of pushing one solution when maybe there's a lot of solutions.
I think first and foremost, this is an incredibly important discussion, and especially after the events of last summer and the broader discussion over police conduct and their interaction with our communities. Part of what we do is problem solving. I think that if we do vote on this tonight, what we're actually doing is delaying a common sense solution. I agree with Joyce on this, and I would like to actually have this worked on some more. And I would also point out that this should be a learning moment for all of us. I understand why this was advanced through the committee, but we really need to actually finish legislation fully before it goes through a committee.
So with all of what we just discussed, just a show of hands, who wants to, have more time and work through this? And it wouldn't be a meeting of the Public Safety Committee. It's going to be the whole council, because this is an issue that we all have to. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Wait, I'm sorry. What are we raising hands for?
Whose desires to go back? Well, not go back to the drawing board, but to have a further discussion on this. Okay.
Kelly, can I just, so I'm listening to everybody and I'm really, really struggling with this. While I don't want to be disrespectful, I think that the public deserves an up or down vote on this particular piece of legislation. And then people can, if it goes down, then people can work the problem. But I am very concerned about some of the police chief and the mayor's comments with regard to the continued justification and the not honoring the process, not honoring the report, not honoring the work of the people.
Meanwhile, protesters continued their actions in front of APD's South Station as the Common Council moved on to other issues, including housing and equity development, including the just-announced establishment of a new market for the South End on the site of the former McDonald's. This has been Paul Smart working with Moses Nagel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.